This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live on this show. We're live 7 nights a week from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we're talking about immigration, which is, once we bring it up, always brings in the calls. There's no doubt about it. We spoke about an ICE raid on a meat packing plant. And I wanted to bring up a story. It's not new, but it is from the foundation. Excuse me. This is from Vice. I thought it was FEE, Foundation for Economic Education article. It says unauthorized immigrants paid $100 billion into Social Security over the last decade. And, you know, I know, look, I paid Social Security when I started working when I was 14 years old, started getting paid in cash. I'd worked before that, but I worked for comic books at the comic book store. And I was happy to get them, mind you. But, yeah, I mean, I was paying Social Security back then. Everybody pays Social Security. 15% of your pay. It's 7.5, but then your employer matches it.
Right, 7.5 out of your check, 7.5 out of the employer's.
But in reality, the employer is paying that extra 7.5, whether or not they're paying it to you. So you basically can call that your pay.
Right. If Social Security taxes were not mandated, then your pay would, in theory, be 15% higher.
Right. It's an overhead for employing you. And one, that's what the employer pays to employ you. So one would presume that they would then pay that money to you. That's not exactly the way economics works.
Right. That's why I said in theory.
Yeah, in theory. But, you know, this article, it's not new, like I said, but, I don't imagine things have changed much. Everybody still pays Social Security. They still pay for Medicare right in their checks.
Yep.
And people who are illegal immigrants aren't going to collect Social Security.
Correct.
They're not going to get it. So they're just paying in to a system that is propping up a system that they're never going to collect from.
Right. And generally, they're also whatever FICA gets withheld, whatever other
FICA
withholding.
Social Security?
I thought FICA and Social Security were two. It's been several years since
FICA is Medicare.
You can look it up while I take
but the point nonetheless is all of these things that are being withheld from their paycheck, they're not filing tax returns at the end of the year to get any of that back that they would otherwise be entitled to receive.
Right. Illegal immigrants are not giving the federal government their address. Go to Jet calling in from the Northwest. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Alrighty, thanks for letting me cut in. I was able to listen to a little bit of this, but I was waiting for Mr. Mark to give his speech about free people should cross free borders.
I did it twice.
It together.
Yeah, free people should cross the borders of free countries freely. Or you don't have free countries.
I didn't hear that part.
You have free people. Yep.
That's right. Well, let me toss in a little Bible study real quick. Leviticus 19:34, the foreigner residing among you must be treated as your native born. Love them as yourself, for you were foreigners in Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
But Jet, when you read that verse to people who are good Christians, what do they say?
Yeah. I don't recall, but
okay.
I'm sure it's probably more like.
Yeah, so I guess I'm going to ask the question.
Oh, that's
then.
The old covenant, that kind of thing.
If you're a good Christian and you believe in, you know, the Bible, and you believe in the idea that the United States needs to protect its borders from foreigners or whatever, what do you think about this Leviticus verse, which I've heard multiple times, which says that you need to treat the foreigner who is in your land like you? What do you think?
Yes,
the number is 855-450-3733.
Okay. Am I still on?
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. I travel the Northwest, and I cross borders of several countries, we call them states, from time to time with little or no influence. But I always like to bring it down to the lowest, to the foundation of it all. Where did this authority come from to establish these things we call borders? Because aren't they just invisible lines on some man-made map by people a long time ago who just kind of scratched something out? Sure, we have mountain ranges and rivers and that kind of thing that define these things, but really, where does this authority come from to say that when I'm standing here on this one side, I have to abide by these rules? When I'm standing here on this other side, I have to abide by these rules. Because I'm in between, for example, in between Washington and Idaho. If I'm in Washington, you know, and I can, let's say I'm dealing with a certain plant grown in nature.
Just smoke pot all you want in Washington.
If I cross that border into Idaho, I go to jail, and I'm going...
For a long time, I was actually reading the laws in Idaho because we had this discussion about cannabis laws on Friday, I believe. And I went to the normal website and pulled up, and Idaho is absolutely ridiculous with how horrible their cannabis laws are.
Yeah, but again, my question is, who gets to, I mean, why do these people get to establish these rules? I mean, where does this authority come from? That's always the bottom line. What gives one man the right to make a rule over another?
I guess the answer that people would give, obviously it's not the one I'm going to give, is that if we didn't give these this group of criminals the right to make these decisions, that we would have absolute chaos and maybe like criminals ruling us.
Well, the theory is, a group of people got together and they wrote this constitution thing that says what powers they wind up getting to have. Well, could you, I, Mark, and Johnny get together and write this constitution thing saying that you can't take our stuff? And if so...
You gotta get 35 friends, though.
Well, if so, then what gives that legitimacy? You know, like, how many people do you need before something is seen as legitimate as forming some kind of governing structure?
The best argument I heard against that when I made that argument at one point, somebody said that's a very linear way to think. And I'm like, you know, linear thinking is a way to solve problems, right?
All right, so linear thinking. Can I take your stuff, Mark?
No.
Can me and Johnny...
Yes, you could, but you'd have to use force.
Ethically and morally.
No.
Could me and Johnny vote to take your stuff?
Ethically and morally?
Ethically and morally.
No.
All right, but if me, Johnny, and everybody in the neighborhood, then we could because reasons?
Yep.
Well, I wanted to say also that they have the authority because they feel inside that they have the authority. because they think they have the authority, and most people are resigned to the fact that they're living in an authoritarian society.
Well, most people are the progeny of serfs, right? Like, we are the descendants of serfs, and serfs had to bow and scrape in front of the king.
Uh-huh.
And otherwise the king's men would come and do terrible things to them. They haven't dug their way out of that yet. They haven't stood up and said, I'm a free person, and I can cross the borders of free countries freely, or I'm not a free person. I can smoke this plant if I choose to, and as long as I don't hurt other people, I don't have a responsibility to make them whole. Go ahead, Jet.
I still have a basic question about this border thing. You know, they were established here within these things we call the United States. Long ago, these people who established them are so far dead. Why does anyone pay attention to these things anyway? It just boggles my mind. I mean, this is just silliness. Oh, I'm, you know, they have different uniforms, different rules, different logos, different things by simply crossing a riverbed, which is probably about 20 feet wide. And I just don't get that part.
Yeah, it's the same reason some European countries still have monarchs because, 500 years ago, a strange woman in a pond threw a sword to this guy named Arthur, and his grandson had a son, and then there was another son that had a daughter that married somebody, and this and that.
The borders of countries are simply where armies stopped fighting. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
Yeah, well, when we're talking about Mexico, the idea was a third of the U.S., well, let's say a quarter of the U.S., was Mexico to begin with before then. That's all.
Yeah, indeed. It was the province of Spain. Thanks so much for the call.
Show the war.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus the free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. What would you do for a
contact for?
It's always a good question. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And tonight, as one might expect, we've talked about immigration. Free Talk Live takes a stance on immigration that is unlike what you're going to hear on radio shows across America. And thus, we have had lots of calls as a result. It's Mark with you.
Daryl, I'd slit your throat for a Klondike bar. Johnny Ray.
That's not nice, and I'm Daryl.
Klondike bars used to be a lot bigger than they are now.
Everything used to be a lot bigger than they are now.
Is that smaller? Is that what you're claiming?
No, the incredibly shrinking product.
Oh.
Because prices go up, and so instead of just outright raising the price, they'll modify, and then that 8-ounce thing of yogurt becomes 6 ounces.
How come sodas stay at 12 ounces? Huh? The number's
sodas
8, 5.
Stayed the no.
Sodas are 12 ounces.
Right. They also have 20 ounces in 1 liter. And
right. But the 12-ounce can that you drank from when you were a child, the aluminum can, has stayed the same throughout your life.
Probably just because it's too expensive to resize the cans, whereas it's a lot easier to resize a box.
Has the price stayed the same over the past few years?
No, it has not.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of the things where they actually will just go ahead and adjust the price, but like yogurt.
Yeah.
They'll keep the same price, shrink it, but then they'll raise the price, make it bigger, and then say 20% free.
Yeah. That's how they do it.
No, it's not 20% more free.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, originally I wanted to bring up, and I'll do it another time, that Alfie Evans case in the U.K.
Yeah, it's a sad story of a little boy who, another little boy who was basically sentenced to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly, and like I said, I want to save that for another time, but the bottom line on that one is that I want to share next time is that you can, a judge can do the exact same thing to a similar case here in the United States. The law's already in place for them to do that to us. The reason I changed is because I heard you say something, Mark, that I wanted to comment on while it was timely. You were talking about town halls. And how they're basically a setup. Everything is pre-scripted and all that. And I wanted to back you up by saying that in 2009, right after Obama won the election, I don't know if it was his first town hall or one of his first, but he had a town hall here in Albuquerque. And I got a phone call like a week before that town hall asking me if I wanted to be on the list to attend. And I said, sure. And so I showed up, and it occurred to me after they called me that the reason they called me is because I had been, I worked for their campaign, not because I was politically aligned with them, but because it was a job.
Yeah.
I needed the money, and it was the best opportunity. Yeah. And, so that's clue number one. They made phone calls to invite people they thought were probably safe. And they didn't know that I was a mercenary rather than being one of them. And so I go to the town hall, and so he takes questions, right? And so when he says, let's take some questions, and then they did it. What he'd do is he'd take a question, and then he'd talk for a couple more minutes, and then he'd take another question, and then he'd talk for a couple more minutes, and take another. And he did that 8 different times through the town hall. And, of course, every time I raised my hand. And there were really fewer people raising their hands than you would think. There was probably in the gym. It was in a high school gym. There was probably a couple thousand people in there. And each time that he would call for questions, you know, maybe a dozen or at most 2 dozen hands would go up to ask a question, and mine was one every single time. And after the second or third time, what I did instead of just raising my hand is I stood up and raised my hand so that I didn't think that would necessarily carry any weight with him. In fact, psychologically, it'd probably push him away from me. But I wanted to make it clear to everybody in the room that I had an important question to ask and that I was probably going to get skipped. And what you
should
notice,
have done what Arnold from the Sweat Hogs did. You just go, ooh, 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 ooh.
Or just shout out the question. Like what happens during like news conferences where there's, you know, the reporter or the person up there and then every reporter shouting a question and then they just point to somebody.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that's a yeah. I would have done the sweat hog thing if I'd have thought of it. I should have talked to you before.
God.
And I did actually shout out a question. It was after the town hall, but when Obama was walking by me, I did shout a question comment at him, and I did get his attention because I saw his right ear perk up and kind of turn my direction a little bit. So I know he heard what I said. But the point was is that it was very clear. I had been on. Like I told you before, I've been on many acting sets, and so I'm keen to pick apart people's acting, and he's not a good actor, and it was very clear that he was acting when he was pretending like he was randomly selecting whatever hand, and then when the people asked their question, it was very clear that they were prepared, because once again, they're bad actors, it was very clear they were prepared to be the one that was going to be chosen. And at one point, in a protest of what Obama was doing, when I figured out that this was, about three or four questions into it, when I figured out that this was a scripted game, what I did is when I said I stood up and raised my hand, I never sat back down again. Everybody else in the whole arena is sitting down,
yeah,
and I'm continuing to stand up. And I kept my hand up for several minutes until finally I got tired of holding up. So I put my hand down, but I continued to stand up. And finally, one of the security dudes, civilian security dude, not a Secret Service dude, walks over to me and says, could I ask you to sit down? And what I said to him, I said, is that an order? And the dude said, can I ask you to sit down? And I said, is that an order? And he would not, strategically, he would not answer my question. So I negotiated with him a little bit, and finally I went ahead and sat down. But then later, when Obama ended his thing and he was exiting the room, when I yelled at him, I went from where I was about mid-gym, and I quickly walked down the bleachers to the very end, so I could be as close to him as I could possibly be when I yelled at him. And so I'm standing face to face with a line of secret security dudes when I did that. And I asked one of the secret security guys, I said to him, hey, are you allowed to take messages? I had a piece of paper out in front of me that I had written a message on. I asked him if he was allowed to take messages to the administration, and he said, well, thanks for asking, but no, we can't.
That's the last thing they want is to actually have people, real people, talking to their politicians. Yeah, I don't think that the average person, it would be at all surprised to hear that nearly all of these questions are sort of scripted. I think here in New Hampshire, when you're at these early events where people come in, that you're much more likely to get a question in.
Yes.
I actually got a question in on Mitt Romney in 2008, so I can say that happened, but I couldn't get one in on Dennis Kucinich. So, there
right.
you go. Thanks for the
call.
They're
set up. Thanks.
Yep, appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live. Does it surprise you to know that these are setups? It's Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Want to tell you about ZenCoin? Because
I think you mean Zencash.
Excuse me, Zencash. I was just looking at Bitcoin there. Yeah, because Bitcoin.
You're the one that wrote it.
Indeed. Well, you know, expect the worst from me. Bitcoin.com was, in fact, great technology when it came out in 2009. But blockchain tech, in fact, is being used in industries around the world. But when it comes to currency transactions, you don't always want your transactions on public display for everyone to see for time immemorial. That's what makes Zencash so great. It's a privacy option for transactions and messaging using zero-knowledge proofs. Zencash has more than 8,000 secure nodes, making it one of the most secure networks of any cryptocurrency. It was made by voluntarists with the idea of voluntary interaction being embedded right in their white paper. Zencash is better tech than their competition. Learn more at Zencash.com. It's Zencash.com. And for those of you who bought when I told you to a few weeks ago and Zencash has doubled, you're welcome. Zencash.com. I also believe it will continue to go up against Bitcoin. I couldn't say straight up, mind you, that that isn't how these things work. But it is good tech, and I suspect that means that we'll see wider adoption. Just my opinion. Going on, Gene the Christian Anarchist calling in from Tennessee. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, guys. First of all, I'd like you guys to figure out how to use the Discord, because I wanted to call in on the Discord, and I was told that you guys still haven't figured out this highly technical device called Discord.
When you say you guys, you mean me. So Ian has sat me down in this chair. Daryl showed me how to do the Discord one time, maybe twice, and I haven't remembered.
If you try, I have great confidence that you can learn it.
Yeah, trying is really the issue. Go ahead.
That and keeping it on the computer where you would actually see it instead of on the other screen.
That's one of the things that Ian just loves to do. Ian loves to have things going on all around him. I got a Telos here with blinking lights, and I've got the
two monitors.
Don't forget the Skype. Don't forget the Discord. That's just his sort of way of doing things. I'm confused with the Comrex and the Skype. And then we're adding, yeah, it's a lot for me. Please, go ahead, Gene.
Okay, I called about government because that somebody was talking about government earlier, and I wanted to point out this is kind of the key to government, and people don't get it because they keep getting confused as to what government is. And this is one of those things where they hide it in plain sight. I mean, they're not exactly trying to make it a great secret. They even call it a legal fiction, as well as a corporation. They're all legal fictions. Well, what does the term fiction mean? Fiction means it doesn't exist. It does not exist except on a piece of paper. So they take a piece of paper and they write some words on it and they say, this defines government. Well, that paper and those words didn't create anything. They merely put an idea into people's heads that such a thing exists. And
don't forget, when the lawyers talk about the legal fiction, they call their talking opinions. So now you have opinions on a legal fiction, which it makes about as much sense as a bunch of fat guys sitting at Bennigan's talking about the last Star Wars movie.
And this is the reason that governments can disappear overnight like the USSR did. Governments disappear the moment the people stop believing in the fiction because they never existed to begin with. And this is why I tell people, you know, when they talk to me about being an anarchist, they say, well, you can't be an anarchist. How can you be an anarchist? We're already living in anarchy. We just don't know it. Most of the people don't understand that they're living in anarchy. But I'll tell you somebody.
Well, what do you mean we're living in anarchy? The word means no rulers, and there are people that claim to be
right.
Ruling others.
They claim to be rulers, but they're not rulers. They don't have any authority to be a ruler. So therefore, what they're telling you is a lie. They're lying to you through this piece of paper that we've already determined is a fiction. They're using it to lie to you, and then they're lying to the goon squad to tell the goon squad to go and enforce their whim upon the people. And the goon squad is stupid enough to believe it because of this idea that they have in their mind that this legal fiction exists. This is
well,
what
they believe it because they get a paycheck. And I can guarantee you, if they did not get a paycheck, they wouldn't buy into this thing of, I have authority.
They're heroes. They're protecting you. What do you mean, paycheck,
yeah.
Daryl? Heroes must do things for free, right?
Are you telling me that the police that wind up arresting people that have not violated anyone's rights are not getting a paycheck?
But you're wrong about the paycheck. You're wrong about the paycheck convincing them that it's real, because the mafia gets a paycheck too. And they only follow the Don's advice or the ruling because they think that they're going to get their legs broken if they don't. So the fact that they're getting a paycheck does not convince them that it's real, but convinces them that it's real.
Up at the top of the paycheck, it says city of fill in the blank, or United States government, or state of Alaska, or, you know, whatever. The mafia guys, they know that they're doing things that are shifty.
But at any, I mean, you know that it's a fiction. It's a legal fiction. They don't know that it's a fiction. Because they've been taught all their life that it exists. Now, when it disappears the day the people stop believing in it. That's when it disappears. And I'll tell you somebody who does know that it's a legal fiction, and they know 100%, and that's the people at the top. The criminals at the very top, they know that it's a legal fiction, because they have total disregard for every rule, because they know there's no authority behind the rules. They totally throw the rules out the window. They do anything they want because they are smart enough to know that there is no authority behind government. And that's why they do it. And that's why they get away with it.
That's why I tell people
we live in anarchy now. We do live in anarchy because there are no rulers. There are only people with guns forcing other people to do their will.
They're making rules. I'm not sure that's the most convincing argument. I've heard it before, and my rebuttal to it would be is that I have a reasonable expectation as to what's going to happen when I walk into town hall and go to pay my extortion fees, whereas I would be petrified to walk into the local mob house and hand over some money. I would be afraid that they would want more money. Here's my money. Well, it's more money because you have more money and we want more money. Like, people like the idea that they're going to get a bill, they're going to pay that amount, and they're not going to be asked for more and those kind of things.
Well, you're saying those governments do the same thing to you. They always want more.
You've never dealt with the mafia then, because the mafia has rules.
No.
They have their code of honor. They have all this stuff. So the
you're talking about specifically the Cosa Nostra or something like that, but there's all kinds of organized crime.
It doesn't matter.
If you had some history of a relationship with them and you knew that they were expecting you to arrive with the money, you wouldn't be terrified going in there. That would just be the way that you lived your life.
Right. I mean, it's just like the Crips and the Bloods. They have their own rules, too. And if you follow the rules, you're not going to get your head blown off. If you don't follow the rules, they're going to blow your head off. I mean, the rules for the Crips and the Blood have no less authority than the rules for the United States federal government. They're all just a big gang, and they have no authority because you can't point to the authority. You can't show me where they got that authority. You guys,
I wouldn't claim that they have authority. I'm just claiming that there's stability, that people have an expectation. The expectation is largely filled. They're familiar with the system, those kinds of things. That would be my
they're
claim.
They're a well-organized gang is what you're saying.
Yep, they are. The strange way of picking dons.
But anyway, that was the point I wanted to make today, and thank you very much for letting me make it.
Thanks for the call, Gene. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on this live edition of Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to call in with whatever is on your mind. It doesn't have to be immigration. It can be whatever you want, just like Gene the Christian Anarchist did. 855-450-FREE.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. And if you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, which is, you know, as I pointed out several times this evening, is unique. There's no show in America like Free Talk Live. Yep, they're on the radio like they are. Some of them are panel discussions like we are. Some of them you can call into. But none of them take the pro-liberty stance every issue, every time, like we do here on Free Talk Live. I would say that it's much more difficult to get on most shows than it is on Free Talk Live, but I could be wrong on that one.
I don't think you take the pro-liberty stance every issue every time.
We don't?
No, not you. Especially not you. I'm thinking about you particularly.
We on Free Talk Live, we take the pro-liberty stance. The pro-liberty stance gets discussed, does it not?
Yeah, we minus Mark take the pro-liberty stance every issue, every time.
Well, you can certainly find, we could discuss that issue, whatever that issue is, the next time you're on the air there, if that ever happens again, Johnny Ray. The number is, actually, I'm not going to give out the number because we only got two more. It's got calls on the line. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Oh, I wanted to tell you about the AMP program. Yeah, real quick, go to amp.freetalklive.com, sign up there now. We've got some perks. Those perks are, badges on Discord,
the AMP-only podcast that doesn't include some ads.
That's really nice.
AMP-only call-in live.
Which I won't answer, yeah.
Probably some other things that I'm not thinking of.
Let's go to Larry calling in from Indiana. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
You know, whether we agree with it or not, we can debate how well it functions, but that individuals are called in about stepping across the state line here, there, that system, is federalism, and each state was guaranteed to have a Republican, form of government. But, the, question
is
I have is,
is every state by the Constitution required to have a federal form of government?
Not required.
Republican.
Uh-huh.
Which, that just means not, you know, the Republican Party, but this whole thing
right.
of
representative,
representative yeah, democracy thing.
Couldn't they do a direct democracy? They couldn't do a monarchy.
There's a whole discussion that takes place whether or not the Supreme Court overrules the state, so... And all that infringement goes on, but I mean, just to basically answer the person's question, that's the reason whether it's considered right or wrong. But two other very quick things. One is there's a group of people that say this is truth, and there's a group of people that say this is truth. And earth is relative, then why should we even believe that statement in and of itself? But the question I have for you, gentlemen, maybe it's going to be going through in more depth on another program, but if New Hampshire were to break away, secede, and become its own country, how would it run? What would any whatever form of government take? And how would any rules, such as, if you have to sign any kind of agreement saying I'll abide by these certain rules to live here, then those are rules. And then if that person does not abide by those rules, who then has the authority then to either expel that person, ignore that person, punish that person, do whatever? Does that then not become a form of government in and of itself?
I think people govern their own property pretty effectively.
Right, but hold on. There's a lot of stuff in that question. So you asked what form of government would New Hampshire have if it broke away from the United States?
And I don't know.
That would be determined by the people that gathered to actually wind up, declaring secession. You also sort of implied that you think that there would be some kind of anarchic government, and maybe not. And then you ask questions basically of how would a stateless society work, while also implying that that's what the state of New Hampshire would have. And I don't know if that is what New Hampshire would have. So that there's a lot of, sort of what-if scenarios that I don't know how to answer because it's not happening right now.
To bring it right down to the bottom line on here, saying, and I'm not trying to argue with you, I'm just trying to get a definitive definition, is in that there's a lot of things wrong with the U.S. federal government. I will agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
What then would the government of the country of New Hampshire look like? If individuals can say what's wrong with another country, what it should not be, then they should also be prepared to say,
are we the individuals?
This country is going to look like this.
Hold on. The question is, are you asking if Daryl, Johnny, and Mark are forming the government for New Hampshire, or if some other group of the 1.3 million people living in New Hampshire are forming something? What are they going to decide? Because I can't tell you what they're going to decide. And if you're asking what me, Mark, and Johnny are going to do, well, we're going to have to talk about it, and it's going to take more than 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, every time I've ever dealt with a government, Larry, they've always told me what I'm going to do, not the other way around. Like, even when I go vote, the vast majority of the time, my candidate doesn't get in. So I don't know what the government's going to do.
Even governing the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire, we discussed bylaws for 2 hours yesterday and then did not make a decision on anything.
I would like to say that I think that government officers very often perform useful functions, and that the useful functions that they perform, people would be willing to pay for it.
If they weren't willing to pay for it, it's not a useful function, right?
Yeah, so if you're in the government and you're doing something people appreciate, you can go into business and keep doing the same thing.
There you go. There's something, Larry.
I'm going to take it to the very simplest case.
That's what I need.
Laid down in the middle of the street, won't move. Who's in charge of moving that person out of the street so the cars don't run over?
The person who owns the street, the property owner.
I mean, it can get into a multitude of different things. Like, let me turn
the question around and ask you, under the current system that we have, who is responsible for removing that person from the street?
Ultimately?
The police.
You're the one
that asked the question. I'm just asking in the current system, because a lot of people, they want answers to every little minutia thing of what could possibly happen in a society where government is smaller than it is now, but they don't know how those things are done now, or who is responsible for those things now, or those things aren't being done properly now.
Right. Well, in my thinking, it would go along with whatever gentleman just said there. That there's someone's going to provide useful function. In this case, it might be a public safety officer. It might be a policeman.
But you're asking in a free and independent New Hampshire, who would remove people from the street? I'm asking you, who does that now?
Okay, I feel like I'm being taken down the most confusing primrose path that I've ever been down. Like, I've been down a lot of primrose paths, and I like primroses. I don't mind these theoretical questions. If you want my opinion about how to make a government function more efficiently, I think we've tried democracies, we've tried republics, we've tried monarchies, we've tried fascist states, we've tried socialist states. Though, so let's try something new, because
right. I'm just saying.
If you want my opinion on how government should function, I'll give you my opinion on how government should function. A government should be like an insurance company where you choose or don't choose them, and they choose to protect you or they don't protect you, right? Like in a particular area. So I have insurance for my house burning down. I don't have insurance for life insurance. I choose not to buy that particular
insurance.
Hold on,
I thought you had the brain freezing thing.
That's not life insurance. That's my brain being frozen by Alcor. So, nonetheless, I've chosen not to buy that particular protection. A government is simply another organization. In this case, they're a monopoly organization that says if you don't pay for our services, we will throw you in a cage with a big sodomite. Now, that's the problem with the agency. Not that the service that they provide, not the getting bums off of streets service, it's the way we're going to be funded service, quote-unquote.
Right. Well, I'm not trying to argue that. I'm just trying to see what New Hampshire would look like.
I don't know.
We don't know. We've already answered that question.
If a person is not prepared to define what they say is correct, define that, then what gives that person the right to cut the
line? Just define it, Larry.
Hold on, Larry.
I don't know what's going to happen with New Hampshire. I'm not New Hampshire.
Larry, you're asking three different questions. You're saying, what will New Hampshire look like? And then you're saying, well, why don't you tell me what you think it should look like? That's different from what it will look like. And then you're asking, who's going to remove people from the streets without saying who removes them from the streets now?
You guys are getting very angry about this. He's not trying to argue with you.
He's asking stupid questions. Larry, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow because we're here every night of the week, and Mark is maniacally laughing, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
We are indeed, freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.